Judge James Halleck listened to why prosecutors felt 73-year-old Jack McCullough deserved the maximum penalty, life in prison, for kidnapping, then killing Maria Ridolph while she played with a friend on a snowy evening in 1957. Judge Halleck also heard defense attorneys argue for the minimum sentence for murder, 14 years, under the sentencing laws of the era in which the murder took place. And the judge listened to McCullough insist repeatedly that he did not kill the girl, insisting the judge revisit FBI files not allowed into evidence during the trial. Then Judge Halleck sat, chin in hand, reviewing his notes while the courtroom watched. Half an hour later, he announced McCullough will spend life in prison for murder. He also gave him 12 more years on kidnapping-related charges to be absorbed into the life sentence. Maria's brother, Charles Ridolph, says he wouldn't have been satisfied with anything less than life in prison for the man who killed his sister.
There was solid evidence that Jack McCullough did indeed murder Maria, that the time frames all did fit, and that would have been brought out had he had the confidence in his alibi to have taken the stand and presented it.
Maria's oldest sister, Pat Quinn, says that after all of these years, she has no malice towards McCullough. She says she'll continue to pray for him until one of them dies.
I feel up until the time when they came up with this murderer, I had peace. My life was going on. It's gone on for 55 years. I wasn't holding any malice against anybody. It was something I didn't think they would ever solve. Now that they've solved it, yes, we can put it behind us now and move on.
McCullough's stepsister Mary Hunt attended the sentencing, but not to support the man she used to know as John Tessier before he changed his name to Jack McCullough.
Our family just wants to express our deep, deep sadness that this tragedy had to go on for so long and this secret had to be kept for so long. And he has been exposed as the coward and the liar that he is, and the tragedy that has besieged our family, his family, and Maria's and Kathy's family, and all of Sycamore, at least now, is over, and justice was served, and it's over, and now we can all put it behind us.
But McCullough had the support of his current family, the wife, stepdaughter, and grandchildren who are still in Seattle, where he set up a new life for himself after leaving the military as a police officer. Letters were read to the judge in support of McCullough. His stepdaughter, Janie O'Connor, let the judge know he's been a wonderful, supportive father and grandfather, then laid out a long list of facts she says contradict the testimony that led to her father's murder conviction. There are many of the same points McCullough brought up during his statement at the sentencing hearing, and undoubtedly the basis for his appeal. Julie Trevarthen is a former assistant state's attorney who worked on the case.
None of us were surprised by anything that he said today. And he showed everyone, and he's shown everyone through this entire process, he's still the same person today that he was back in 1957 when he kidnapped and murdered Maria. And today is a wonderful day for Maria.
McCullough's attorney filed an appeal today. But that doesn't matter to his stepsister Mary Hunt and Kathy Chapman, the friend Maria was playing with the night she was kidnapped.
It's over.
It's over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're very confident.
Will you be back in court for any future?
I doubt if I ever will.
I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.